Ram Seva, even a lion can turn into a brahmachari. These are some stories in Vrindavan. You know, once I start telling stories, I get lost, so I better stop here. I want to encourage you in your Nam Seva. I'm constantly, as the one who conducts this seminar, I'm torn in two directions. There are some devotees who were at the Swiss Japa retreats, where we had 17 participants, and where we really concentrated more on the japa practice, like we had 2 days of 64 rounds as a must. And these devotees come to me and said, please make it more intense. We know you can be very intense. And I say, I will think about it, but let me also speak to other devotees. And then I meet other devotees and they say, oh, Malateshko, it's so super intense. So there are the two groups of devotees who are here. And I want to tell the first group, please chant more. Who keeps you from chanting? You have the whole day. You don't need to do anything else than chanting. Please chant. This japa retreat is made that there are free sections. Today was the whole afternoon we had free. But when I looked out of my window to see what you were doing, you were swimming. I thought, nice that you, it seemed you needed the time to swim. That's also all right. We should be kind to all of the devotees. I told you in the beginning that you should take measured or appropriate doses of the holy name. But the other devotees, they who wish to do it differently, they should do. Someone told me today, I think the japa retreat is over. Yesterday was the 64 days. I wanted to say to the devotee, today is your 128 days, rounds days. Who stops you? Please, you must do. See, in this japa retreat, it's my desire to also teach you to become a little bit responsible for your own spiritual life and your own spiritual standards. It's not that all, so that you can chant more, everyone has to chant more. That's not the reality of life. Or it is not that if someone chants more, you must also chant more. No, you can be responsible for your own life. At the same time, I feel that we should have often, more often, these japa retreats, because we should learn more and more to take the holy name as everything in our life, as our natural occupation. We should learn this in our lives, that the holy name is the most, it's more natural for us than breathing. It's more, we live with the holy name. To live with the holy name means really two things. It means to take the holy name and then to spread it to others. This is what it means to live with the holy name. I would now request you to ask your appropriate questions. Please tell me if you have any questions to the practice, if you would like to know some more details, if you are experiencing something which you are surprised you experience, please let us have a lively Ishtagosti session. Devashi Narada, I saw you, and then who was there in this Sundarana? No, Bhakta what? Sasha. Mm-hmm. Yasi Gopeshwari Madhu Chandra Manjulali Gaurahari and Bhakti Ratna, did I see you? Okay, so please ask your question. Tatkataisa Narada Muni Devashi Narada not Narada, I'm sorry. Devashi Narada. No, we want to hear from you.
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Today we spoke about this mood, how we learn, in which this is what you write here, how we are supposed to put our feeling and mood for chanting.
Mm-hmm.
But I somehow I develop other mood, and I like ask you, is it properly or not?
Mm-hmm.
It is maybe Bhaktadarya will understand me, and other devotees who like sport. Sportmen, when running or lifting this weight, all body pain him. And anyway, even pain him, he like tomorrow again continue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some kinds of
challenge. Mm-hmm.
Challenge. And then in this fight with mine, always, of course, I'm losing. But there is something sweet in this fight. And,
the challenge, yeah.
Tomorrow again, continue. Maybe I will win. And okay, attack me now. And then again. Again, lose again. Start. This is okay. One move. Second question. Is it okay or not, this mood? The second question is about my speaking mantra. One devotee tell me today what I even know, that I have problem. Maybe you know also Madan Mohan Prabhu from, in general, Pujari from Ashtarata Prabhu, disciple. He had the same problem like me. When he say Krishna,
a hissing sound, yeah.
He chanting and we were chanting together, and temporal marijuana, you know, that we are losing something or not with this four. Means we have Krishna four.
Yeah.
Or maybe we have one extra.
Yeah.
And I try. My mouth released like this. You know? I like say, Krishna, I was like this dude. Krishna. And then I can without this sound. And this sometimes disturbing devotees. And I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot change it. I say Krishna. After some time, it's Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What to do? Yes.
I'm very sorry.
In the first as far as the first question is concerned, Srila Prabhupada writes in the 13th chapter of the first canto that a devotee sometimes likes to be like a kshatriya who takes a good lashing. That is, you know, in the sword fight of the kshatriya, sometimes the kshatriya gets hurt a little, but he enjoys that really, the challenge of fighting. That's why he is a kshatriya. He is not afraid really to enter the battlefield and to even have that challenge of facing an enemy which is maybe even stronger than him. He will go again and again and fight because that's his nature. It's a little bit difficult to understand for non-kshatriya, but a sportsman can understand. So a spiritualist sometimes needs to have that determination which a kshatriya has who enters into a battle with an enemy. But that's own. So yes, Srila Prabhupada said there is room for this, that we enter the chanting of the holy name with a mood to this time I will conquer my mind, or this time I have lost many battles, but not the deciding battle. The real battle has not yet fought. At the same time, you need to also learn to become more Krishna-centered. This fighting spirit, losing, winning, losing against the mind or winning against the mind, is still very much me-centered. A devotee should have this fighting spirit in his spiritual life, that is definitely there, but he should also, come into the mood of I'm putting myself at the mercy of Krishna, to become dependent on Krishna, to call for him like the child calls for the mother. There is no fighting spirit in the child who calls for the mother. The child doesn't think about, the child only thinks about the mother. So with these exercises, we want to bring Krishna into the picture. These are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's exercises, which he has given in a little book called Naam Bhajan, How to Worship the Holy Name. And he says in this succession, your fighting spirit, however, is very good. That you must also keep. In spiritual life, it's often not one point against the other, but it is integrating different points and different perspectives in one. Now, as far as the pronunciation of the holy name, I was with Chinese devotees who chanted Hare Lama, Hare Lama, because they can't say Hare Rama. And I was sometimes with French devotees who said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Because they can't say the H for some reason or another. It's not there in the language. And I spoke about this. There is one scripture which says, if you don't pronounce the mantra in the proper way, the mantra has a different effect. And we hear about this in the Bhagavatam. There was one priest who wanted to... it was a mystical incantation or mantra chanting. And he wanted to have... because he chanted the mantra properly, improperly, a different result came, and at the end he got killed and produced a demon who was fighting with Indra. You know, it was really bad because he pronounced the mantra improperly. Now, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not like that. The Hare Krishna Mantra Krishna will understand when you call him. Because remember, the very important point in chanting the mantra is it's not a pronunciation expertise. You have to chant in the right spirit. The spirit is the life of the mantra. In the Hare Krishna mantra, you must chant in a devotional spirit who wants to offer service. And if this is there, Krishna will hear you. As far as disturbing devotees, of course, we don't want to disturb devotees with our chanting. I personally have chanted next to you, and at that time I didn't hear anything of the that type of chanting. But if it is there and you feel that it's coming very strongly, and devotees go like they start to climb up the walls, then you might just go in another room. In Germany, we had a chanter. Oh, and there were only like 3 devotees in a temple room, and this chanter went like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, you know, look like. it was really impossible to tolerate it. And finally I said, with all respect, I don't know what you're thinking and why you are producing this sound, but you know, I noticed all the devotees leave the temple room when you chant. It sounds for us like stereo pour over glass. Do you know the sound of stereo pour over glass? So maybe you should just go to your private room and chant there to the walls, and then maybe try again next week, you know. So I just couldn't. It was, everyone was leaving the temple room, and Krishna, I also wanted to leave, but this would have meant for me a long walk to my room, and I was too lazy. So I finally said, maybe, you know, this is what I would recommend. But up till now, I have not noticed anything. I remember I chanted in Zagreb, and you gave me your sacred association, and I felt what a good association in chanting. But maybe it was not manifest at that time. When it is very disturbing, then I just would be polite and go somewhere else. There were other questions? Sasha, yes, Sasha. Oh, maybe we can, because there are now many, and Divashi Narada is an older devotee home. I want to satisfy very much. Maybe you can just take one first and then later the second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I figured out that I have problem with this serving mood while chanting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't understand how can be this serving, because it's different from others.
Services, yeah.
Especially in this world, or usually when you do something for someone, it's not that you are chanting this temple. Make something, I don't know, something more
practical. Practical, yes.
Yes.
It is said that there are 9 forms of devotional service. And the first are hearing, and then chanting, and then remembering or meditating. And then deity service. And then it's also mentioned one of the devotional service is to surrender everything to him. These are processes by which you can come in contact with Krishna. And they are all called services. I recognize that in our language, the word service means more doing something practical, like fixing a car, or an amplification system, or what, helping someone in something. But these are bhakti. This is the 9-fold process of devotional service or bhakti yoga. There are a few other words which Prabhupada uses, which have a different connotation. Or different meaning in Prabhupada's word. For instance, envy, the word envy. In Prabhupada's word, Prabhupada's meaning means everything where you turn against another person. When we hear envy, we mean more like you are disturbed by what he has and he would like to have these qualities also. So, maybe when we enter devotional service, we have to learn a new language. When we enter devotional service or Krishna consciousness, we have to just, it's like learning a new language. This is, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj once gave a lecture where he said very nicely, if you want to become selfless, it's like you have to enter, you have to, it's like learning a new language. You are used to be selfish, but now you have to just learn something different. And he compared it with the language. You're used to in Deutsch zu sprechen, und du sagst alles, was du sagst, in Deutsch, und plötzlich musst du diese andere Sprache lernen. Oops, sorry, sorry. I just said everything in German, but that was not correct. So now, what did I say? Okay, and how do I say it in English? Yes, okay. I will say now the same thing which I just said in German in English. And it's not so easy. How to translate this very difficult German which I just spoke in English? Okay, I will try. You are used to speak everything in one particular language. You have spoken everything you spoke in that language. All of a sudden you have to now change into another language. This is how you have to execute selflessness. Huh? You have to translate. You have to watch now. You have to think now how you conduct yourself. And this is when you learn Krishna consciousness. You have to think now. Service. How do I serve when I say Hare Krishna? Okay, in the material world, I only serve when I do practical things. But in the spiritual world, Krishna likes if his devotees glorify him, and he comes rushing to their help, and he says, that is bhakti yoga, acha. You have to learn it new. And maybe you may not feel immediately how to do this. I have one god brother whom most of you know, Radhanath Maharaj. He said when he chants, he does it in the mood of a pujari who offers flowers to a deity. Maybe that helps you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One flower goes to the ear, one on the turban. Does Madan Mohan have flowers on his turban on this picture? Yes. And Radharani is one flower goes in the flower necklace. This is how he meditates. So offering flowers, I think, is more close to offering service in your thought. So you are a new man, Sasha. You have to learn a new language, the language of the spirit. It will become clear. You need to only purify the heart a little bit from selfishness and self-centeredness, and then it is clear how you serve. It's really said, it's Naam Seva. You sit down and you serve the name. How? By glorifying the name. This is how the Lord accepts service. Think like this. Some accept service in the form of massage. Now others, when you would massage others, they would think you are coming too close into their private life, and they would not accept this type of service. So the name accepts service by constant repetition.
The dilemma is because in one way we should chant like we need it. Something like most in our lives. And the other can, it is service to
the Lord, yes. Yes. There will be many more things like this. Spiritual life is beyond the world of logic, where two things have to be are true at the same time. Don't lament, but cry like anything for Krishna. I could tell you 50 like this, you know. And you have to find out the thin line. Sometimes a difficult phenomena can be only described in words. For instance, in the way is the goal. Congratulations. What does this mean? But, you know, these things are very, very, very subtle. That's my constant disturbance with with the Hare Krishna movement. They are not, the devotees at one stage stop to think deeply and try to understand. Prabhupada would always tell us, when he would give a lecture, his early lectures, later he didn't say it, maybe someone said it to him, I don't know. He would go like this, just try to understand. My God brother, he would like this. He said once there was a blind man who wanted to know what is milk. He had never seen milk. So he asked, can you explain milk to me? Then the other person said, well, it has the color white. Does this help? The blind man said, white? What is white? I've never seen white. Well, do you hear? Yes, I hear. White is the color of the crane who makes crane, crane, crane. And he made the sound of a crane. Crane. How do we say chapko? What? Yes. The chapya. The chapya. It's the sound of the chapya. That is the sound of the chapya. That is that chapya has white. What is a chapya? I will never learn these fine details. What is a crane? Then the seeing man said, you just, you know, just touch my hand. And when he came to this part of the crane, the blind man went like, I will never drink milk because the milk will get stuck in my throat when I drink it. No, it's not. How to explain. You will all understand. You will understand. Don't worry. Don't be impatient. You will see all these things in your purified heart. It's not difficult. You will grow up and whatever. See how, as a young boy, you can understand how your father and mother conceived you. It's impossible. And if you hear it in detail, you will get a wrong understanding. You will think it was unclean how you were conceived. Your father, mother always told you to be clean, and this. But when you are old and mature, you also understand this, how you were conceived. So, I'm taking great happiness in when I don't understand anything at the moment. Then I think this is the real thing, because if Sachinandan Swami could understand it, then it would be very simple. Hare Krishna. Madhu Chandra.
It is said that in very advanced level of Krishna consciousness, while chanting, we see the past tense of Krishna as television appear before us. So I would like to ask if in the beginning level of Krishna consciousness, if we can, like, imagine some past tense, like create pictures and make this picture alive, like past tense happening. But this is not a revelation, this is our thinking. So I would like to ask if this is authorized to be done or not.
It is said that at the higher levels of Krishna consciousness, we will see the pastimes of Krishna almost like a film presentation in the TV. Now, if we are not yet so advanced, is it all right to, think of something and then make it go, make it alive, almost like producing our own movie? I believe it is almost unavoidable. When you hear something, you will form a picture by using the impressions which you have of this world. How else will you conceive of anything which you hear? This is how we conceive anything. But this is not the real thing. And this is now my second thing is, and don't produce it on your own, so to say. See, versa than not knowing is knowing something wrongly. So when you create with your own imagination something about Krishna, you will for sure have a wrong concept. My advice to you, Madhuchandra, is to chant with a lot of attention. And then during your life, read about Krishna's pastimes from authorized sources. See Krishna's transcendental form from authorized paintings, which are commissioned by realized devotees. And then you will see, as you chant, that in your purified mind, the pictures will start come. But they are authorized, not they are authorized pictures. They are not produced in the Photoshop of the mental mind, of the material mind. Therefore, chanting the holy name, well, this is an interesting discussion. I wanted to say chanting is always accompanied by other processes of devotional service, like hearing from authorized scripture about Krishna. But this is not entirely correct for someone who has firm faith in the chanting. Someone who has firm faith in the chanting can take to what is called the Ekanti practice, that is a singular focus on one practice, and he doesn't need anything else. He will just chant and chant, and just like a tree will come from a seed, in the same way, the whole panorama of Krishna's qualities and pastimes will come from the seed of the holy name. You can take to the singular practice of chanting the holy name. And I want to tell you a secret. That's my life's mission. I want to come to this level. But at this moment, where I have this very inquisitive mind, I read in many in our authorized shastras and gather as much information as I can. But I yearn very much for the day where I will just sit and chant. It is my only desire in my spiritual life. Somehow, by the mercy of, I think maybe because I tried to please Krishna and my spiritual master by preaching about the holy name, some great faith has come in my heart. Krishna's mercy. There were other questions. I think I saw here somewhere. I saw you, Tathagata, but Manjulali was there. Please, if I forget I called your names, but if I forget your, then please make yourself known. Manjulali, what is your question, please? How can this practice, which the blind sadhu did, relate to us who wanted to do service in that particular leela? On our level, we hear about it, and we like it very much. And then, as you advance further, you will become attracted to the service of some devotees who serve Krishna in a way which you also would like to serve. This is as your heart becomes more and more purified. And if you do feel this attraction, then you will start to pray. And then then from the higher quarters, higher quarters means the spiritual world, maybe something is revealed and given to you. But the way we enter the higher areas in our devotional service is really by attraction. It's not by technique. If you do feel an attraction, Manjulali, your attraction will pull you in that direction. And the usual way an attraction happens to service is by seeing somebody else doing service, means a realized soul, about whom you hear. Therefore, in our scriptures, we hear so much about the devotees of Krishna who render some service. And then the natural desire will come in your heart, I want to follow it. So if you have such a desire, don't reveal it in public, but if there is such a desire or attraction, then you follow that. But if it is not yet there, but you have another attraction, then you follow that. For instance, you are dressing the deities. That's really a very, very confidential service. At the moment, you might dress the deities on one level, but there will be a time when you dress the deities on another level. We find in highly advanced books like Vilap Kusha Manjali, an elaborate description how Srimati Radharani is bathed and dressed in the morning by her servants. And as we do deity worship, there will be a time when we also feel like this, that Krishna now wants to go out, but he cannot just go out like this. He must get his turban, and we put his turban on the head. It will come with purification. That's why deity worship is very important. Also, those of us who do not worship the deity personally, we should take great interest in how the deity is dressed. We should observe the festivals of the Lord. Prepare, for instance, a swing and swing him and do these things. And this is how we will begin to relate to Krishna. And there will be a time when some attractions will happen in our heart. At the moment, no, in the beginning, it's like maybe all of you. This was here in the slideshow we showed you. You know, there was Krishna appeared. But did you see, it was not with all the colors. It was a reflection in the mind of the practitioner. But this is how it starts. And then full color. And sound. And flute sound. and emotions. And everything. So I guess something is there sometimes. We don't want to speak about this so publicly, so that this little realizations which we have don't become, you know, that we don't become proud of them or want to show off with them. And later more comes. So at the moment, I think we should all hear about the examples of sadhus. Even when we hear about the examples of the sadhus, we also think, I also want to be a devotee. And then we adopt the principle of these pastimes to our life. That is service on my level. I don't think we are, you know, I mean, if I hear these stories, how the blind man painted, I at this moment will not try something which is totally out of my scope. Then I would try to do things like, you know, when I go to America, go directly to Washington in the White House and tell President Bush, let me rule this country. You know, I'm a Hare Krishna and so on. And I know I'm not so qualified for ruling America, so I better don't try it. I mean, I'm giving an example which is very clear. Never try to do something in spiritual life, especially in spiritual life, for which you are not qualified. It will just create a disturbance in your life and in devotional service. But situate yourself on the level of your qualification and act accordingly. That's the general thing. Thank you very much. There was another question by Gopeshwari. Whenever I see you, I stop for a moment because I know you as a different name. Like the Gayatri, I remember the Gayatri book, you know. And then, it's a very nice example. I know Gopeshwari a long time before her initiation as another spiritual name, which I do not wish to now say because then you would remember that name and not the other name. But now I know she's initiated and I'm very happy that she is initiated by such a qualified spiritual master. I'm not talking about me. I always have to think for a moment, wow, what's the name again? Yes, and then I know. So this is a good example. When you act in Krishna consciousness, you need to have that little moment and just give your old consciousness away and enter the realm of Krishna consciousness with a new realm. So, Gopeshwari, what is your question?
You're saying that it can arise from even previous life experience that we have some rebellious feeling to practicing or chanting nicely or whatever. But it seems that it can also arise later as we practice as devotees. And then it would appear that it comes from some offense. But is it necessary? We may not be able to understand exactly what we did to cause that feeling.
When we develop indifference, as Gopeshwari, it could come from previous lives of turning away from Krishna, but it can also come from offenses. So is it necessary to, when we become indifference, how do we say indifference in Croatian, please? To Krishna, when we become indifferent to Krishna, then is it necessary for us to understand why exactly we came in this? I would say yes, so that you can. It's important to know what is your anatta, what caused you to come into this. What offense caused you, so that you can avoid it in the time. There is a very interesting story which I heard in India. Once Prahlad Maharaj was doing deity worship when he heard that there are two Vaishnavas on the door who desperately wanted to see him. There was a very urgent reason why these devotees wanted to see him. And Prahlad said to his person, well, I'm now serving the deities. But afterwards, I will come and see these devotees. So, when he had ended to serve the deities, then he became absorbed in governmental activities. You know, he became the king after Hiranyakashipu was liberated by Nrisimhadev. He became the king and asking, had lots of things to do. And he forgot all about these desperate Vaishnavas who wanted to see him. A little later, he sat down and he thought. A thought came to his mind, which this is how the story goes. He thought, this Vishnu, he has actually killed my innocent father. Too much. I will mobilize the army and we will march towards Vaikuntha. And he called everyone and everyone went like, he was really in a rage and he started to march towards Lord Vishnu. Then his guru came and said to him, Polako, slowly, what are you doing? Prahlad went like, why did I turn against Vishnu? And he understood in his mind, I must have committed an offense. Then he remembered it was the two Vaishnavas, and he turned back. And they were very urgently needing to speak to him, and he solved it. So an aparat, an offense is something which virtually turns you against the process of worship. So we must be very, very careful about these apparats, and we must identify them so that we don't commit them in the future. This is how the story goes. Now, I'm telling the story in brackets. I have not read. It's not from the Bhagavatam. It's maybe from Vanahari. I will do my research, but I didn't hear from a source who just speculates or so on. It sounds almost inconceivable to us, and I prefer to say this is inconceivable. Maybe, hopefully, it's not right, you know. But I'm just telling you the story as it is told in amongst Vaishnavas, who want to show how careful we must be against apparats. And I feel in order to correct them, you must know what you did wrong. This is also what Rupa Goswami's story tells us, isn't it? He lost his lila, his remembrance on the divine pastimes of the Lord, and then he asked Sanatana for help, and together they made a plot how to identify that Vaishnava who felt hurt. Now, I know already your next question, Gopeshwari, at least I think I know. And now it's sometimes not possible to know and to find out whom we might have hurt or what we might have done wrong. Huh? One day, Madhavananda met Nityananda Prabhu. Do you know Madhavananda? His name before was Madai. When he got initiated, his name became Madhavananda. And you know, Madai, he was constantly drunken, and he didn't know whom he beat, and whom he hurt, and whom he raped, and whom he stole from, to whom he said a lie. And so he was just going mad. So he came one day to Nityananda and said, I'm such a sinful wretch. I'm suffering from so many Vaishnava apparats, and I don't know whom I have hurt. I cannot go to the Vaishnavas to satisfy them and make good for my bad things. So Nityananda Prabhu gave him a very practical solution. He said, just serve all the Vaishnavas. And he said, do it like this. Build a bathing ghat It's called the Madai Ghat. It's still there. And you know, when they come, the Vaishnavas fold their clothes, clean after them. We have also some Vaishnavas here. I think, how many Vaishnavas we have? A few? Four Vaishnavas? Who clean after you? Do you, have you noticed the temple room is always so wonderful? It's because four Vaishnavas serve all of you when you are absent. So this is how, I mean, I didn't tell, now I must always be very clear, I didn't tell the Vaishnavas to do this, these four Vaishnavas, because I think they did so many Vaishnava parats and now they have to serve others. That was not the reason. I just wanted a sattvic atmosphere in the temple. Krishna. It really feels like sitting in a temple, isn't it? This is really the atmosphere is almost identical. Yes, Gopeshwari.
Can it be that such an unwanted attitude could also arise, not necessarily from offense, but just doing something which is beneficial?
Yes, it is said that all these offenses rise from anishta bhakti, unsteady bhakti. And unsteady bhakti, again, if you want to know it, arises from five symptoms. I mean, if you are so analytical, I can't believe it. But yes, laziness. Oh, Krishna. I spoke about that once. Laziness. Someone has it. Indifference. Sleep. Distraction. Like that. Huh? There are the attraction for material things. Yeah? You don't need to do it so complicated. This is only for the psychoanalysts amongst you. Just know, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You know, sometimes after a day of lecturing where I go always in the complicated things and in the details, I'm thinking, let's be simple. Hare Krishna and pray for the mercy. Everything is included there. That's so nice. Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. And Krishna, and complicated for the complicated like me. There were other devotees. Gaura Hari.
That's a simple question. That would be like a magical box question. Yesterday you mentioned the glories of Kirtan over the glories of Japa. Or explaining that Mahaprabhu had given this process and that's actually easier to control the mind. Now, I would like to know what is actually, what do we find in Japa that we do not find in Kirtan? Or why do we chant Japa, Sadhana and not Kirtan? And why Haridas Thakur, which is Namacharya, was chanting Japa and not Kirtan?
Not Kirtan. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, what do we find in Japa which we don't find in Kirtan? Yesterday we heard how Kirtan is the strongest process. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a process and in it he instructed his devotees to do the Japa of the Holy Name. What we find in Japa is I'm trying to put it in words. It's your own endeavor. It's your private time with Krishna. Own endeavor, private time with Krishna. Yes, and since ancient time immemorial, japa of one's Ishta Devata's name has been the process to reach him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected that. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, you know, they would have these hours and hours of kirtan. Sometimes Mahaprabhu chanted for 3 days without stop. Imagine. This was the Mahaprabhu's times. And then after 3 days, his devotees looked like some of you looked after the 64 ounce day. And the body is also there. 3 days, no sleep, Gaurahari. No sleep, ecstatic dancing all the time. You know, how they danced. They fell on the ground, one Vaishnava was, and they were so moved that they clasped the feet of the others. And cried and cried. You know, these are liters of water which went. And no drinking, no running out of the kirtan. I have to drink or go to the toilet, you know. It's just pure ecstasy for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Mahaprabhu in his spiritual body, he could go on for years. But the devotees, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mean, they must have been ecstatic to make it for 3 days. 3 days non-stop kirtan. Vikrama Keshari, 3 days. What is 1 day? It is 2 hours plus 2 hours plus 2 hours. That's only 6 hours. Plus 2 hours. That's 8 hours. Plus 2 hours. Plus 2 hours, 12. And then this whole amount, again 12, add 12. And this times 3, this is bewildering. 3 days. How many hours? It's inconceivable for me to think of 3 days, how many hours they are. And they would chant nonstop. And you know how they chanted? Haripo, Krishna. We have not even started to dance, Gaurahari, with our invalid dancing. So then after some time, the devotees felt, oh, it's good, yes. So Mahaprabhu saw that his devotees were a little tired. Then what did he do? He understood they needed to be nourished. They were hungry and thirsty. The Mahaprabhu called out in ecstasy, get me a mango seed. And someone came and brought a mango seed. Mahaprabhu stuck it in the earth. Then immediately, listen to this, Gaur Madhava. You are a cook and Vikrama, you also. Please listen to this. Immediately, a very big tree came with big mango fruits like the head of the child, so big, or like Ananda Gopal's head. No. Imagine. And these didn't have a peel and not a seed. And the devotees would just go like and finish one mango and then there was the next for them. So this is Mahaprabhu's kirtan. So, yes, what do we find in... It's a good question. Chant more, Gaurahari, then you will find out. Tomorrow you can chant 128. No complaining that today is not that. We can chant as much as we want and more. Ultimately, when a devotee does inspired japa, it's the same. It's really the same. On the purified level, he's transported in the ecstasy. Our Rupa Goswami describes like this: when I chant your holy name, I want many tongues and many ears. It's the ecstasy. Ultimately, it's the same. It's the holy name. So let me now look at the wristwatch. It is 5 minutes to nine. What would you think if we just turn our face towards the altar and just sing one more Hare Krishna bhajan? Is it all right? Not for so long, not 3 days. And we will just sing for maybe 15 minutes. Is that all right? How can we say? Yes, it's all right. Understand. Please, some might think, but let me do japa. No, when you do kirtan, when you sing together, that's also chanting the holy name. It belongs to the japa retreat. Holy name is holy name. And it's important that we sing together. So, this is not free time, it's still the japa retreat. Mm.